producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we've been talking, we're always talking sort of sooner or later about self-esteem because somebody will call about it, but the call today about the 8-year-old who's been in a single-parent relationship with her mom since she was basically was been born, and now mom's with a new guy, and there's a new baby, and so all of a sudden the kid is acting out, and everybody's saying, well, she's clearly become this horrible human being, and I'm saying, this kid feels that she can't do anything to get positive feedback, so she'll do negative things just to get attention, including stealing and taking mom's Benadryl. Why mom has Benadryl around the house is not very clear, although maybe mom has got some allergies. And she's taking them to school, and she's snitching part of mom's earrings when she's given a gift to give to mom. And I mean, she's really doing some pretty disruptive things. But my point is that this kid feels invisible. And to a certain extent, you could say, well, that's not really self-esteem. But self-esteem probably needs a place to germinate. It's not, self-esteem really isn't mom esteem. It's not dad esteem or teacher esteem or little brother esteem or Sunday school teacher esteem. It's self. But the self probably needs at least, if not a stable base, at least less than chaos to be able to begin exerting itself. Because to self almost by definition requires a perspective, right? You have to be able to distinguish between self and other to have self-esteem, right? And we know up until about the age of 2, more or less, that kids don't have that ability to distinguish between, for example, mom and self. That it's why playing peekaboo with kids is a really helpful developmental exercise for them to understand that mom can disappear and then come back. Because up until that age, it has nothing to do with intelligence. It just has to do with social awareness, is that kids really see themselves as part of the parent. And so at the terrible twos, and it can happen earlier than that, but that's why the terrible twos are they're not terrible for the kid. They're terrible for the adult, because all of a sudden the kid is saying no and mine and being doing some acting out, differentiating between what I want and what you want. And so if that differentiation doesn't occur because the kid doesn't feel that there's any stability, then the self doesn't really have a place to begin to germinate, because it's not that mom tells you who yourself is. You tell yourself that you're not mom. But if there's so much chaos going on that there's not that ability to differentiate, not that ability to begin the separation without feeling that it's literally suicidal, that if you separate from mom, you're literally going to die. No one's going to feed you. No one's going to love you. No one's going to care for you. And clearly that's what that 8-year-old is feeling, is that if I don't hold on for dear life, that I will be abandoned. Very hard to develop a sense of self when you're worrying about being abandoned, when you're worried literally about survival. And so when the clinging doesn't work and the parent pushes away by having another child, by having a new boyfriend, by the boyfriend not liking the kid, then the kid then has the option of trying to hold on, which is not effective, or to say, okay, let's see what happens if I pull away. So you can see that it's a negative basis of self-esteem, but you can see how it would come out logically, at least from a kid's logic. So self-esteem is really the ability to, first of all, differentiate self from others. And we really haven't ever talked about it on this generic level, because I don't usually talk very much about 2-year-olds on the program. I mean, sometimes, but I'm a adolescent and adult psychologist rather than a child psychologist. But you can see where it comes from, that there has to be the ability to differentiate self and other for there to be a self-esteem. And there has to be some degree of stability for that self to be able to take hold someplace. And then esteem is just valuing, which is why I suggested with Rose that She'd sit with the 8-year-old and help her do schoolwork, for example. So you could say, wow, you really know how to do math. Or your spelling has gotten so much better. Or, yeah, you really understood that. It never even occurred to me. Because it's not that that's how her self-esteem will germinate. It's that she has a sense that there's a place that she can go to be herself that's not scary, that she will not be abandoned, that she will be valued and not abandoned, and therefore she can begin to be self, and then she can begin to do things that she thinks are valuable. Now, is there a feedback loop? Sure. That the parent's saying, gee, that's a good job. I mean, that certainly never hurts. But is it self-esteem? It's really not. It's just generating that safety cocoon or that safety nest so the kid can begin making decisions about themselves, about what makes sense. Because we really, I mean, to a certain extent, talking about self-esteem with an 8-year-old doesn't really make a whole lot of sense because the self is still differentiating. All right? So let's talk. So, Trevor, do you have any thoughts about self-esteem?
Well, I think you're definitely right in saying that you kind of have to develop this space to foster self-esteem, that it can't just kind of come out of a vacuum or something.
Well, and it doesn't come from any place else either.
Well, right.
Exactly.
I think it's definitely internal, definitely an internal process, and it really is independent of anything.
Let's talk about one of the decisions, if it's okay with you, about one of your decisions to kind of pursue something that you think is really important, your music.
Yeah,
now,
for
that
sure.
Presumably is a sense of self-esteem, the sense that I can do this, that this is a good thing to do, that my music is positive enough. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's definitely not a decision that comes from the outside world, because if you look at the outside world, it's not very hospitable to, you know, branching out and pursuing something creative to kind of center your life around. But it's something that I feel is at the core of who I am and what I want to do, and I have to kind of be, faithful to that, my perception of myself, I guess, ultimately.
Okay, so what you're saying is that self-esteem, so talk about how self-esteem fits into that.
I guess ultimately I kind of believe that self-esteem is self-esteem. Nobody else is in your corner, so you might as well be. You have to, it is what it is. You have to believe
right, so then,
kind of.
And to a certain extent, that's a sense of self as well.
Right, exactly. You have to first pursue a knowing yourself, a kind of relationship with yourself, and then you have to kind of just invest the belief in yourself. The faith
right.
is kind of a leap of faith, ultimately.
Well, but it's a leap of faith, but it's based on your sense of who you are, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And that's the sense of self-esteem. And so as a musician, do you know where that came from for you?
It came from my exploration with music. You know, I started creating music and I started enjoying what I created, and I just kind of started this, you know, process.
All right. Were there times where can you, is there a point where you can look and say, yeah, there it took hold, or it hadn't taken hold before then, or it really started flowering then?
It really took hold. I made the deliberate decision to leave a high-paying, benefited job to go to audio school to pursue this. And I think, you know, at that point, I really hadn't sat down and started any kind of songwriting process. It was just that was really the leap of faith in, you know, I'm going to invest this time and money in myself towards something that isn't guaranteed to be lucrative. I'm not guaranteed to be successful, but it's something that I believe is at the core of who I am, and I'm going to take a leap.
And to a certain extent, that's a really clear, I think, differentiation of self-esteem, of saying that I can do this, that it's a worthwhile project, yada yada, right? So, I mean, it's a little more sophisticated than we're used to talking about, but I think it really is that kind of sense of self. To a certain extent, I think our self-esteem is tested when other people are not, you know, are not on our side necessarily, or not being supportive. Because it's really pretty easy to go forward if everybody's saying, yay, do this, yay. And so it's not that that's not self-esteem, it's that it's not clear that it's self-esteem, that we can be sort of carried along by other people's perception, by crowd mentality, by applause, which has is tangential to self-esteem. Self-esteem is what you're doing when you're not doing it out of spite. You're doing it because it makes sense to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking about that elusive quality. That's not all that elusive. It's, you know, as I said, it's one of those few things that you can really define accurately in psychology, because self-esteem is about valuing actively something that you about yourself. Now, my point is, which we've really never gone into in quite so much detail, as I said, because I basically deal with people who are a little older than when that, in theory, that self-esteem begins, that differentiation of self and other begins, which is, usually around 18 months, 2 years, which is the first time that most psychologists and psychiatrists feel that the infant is able to differentiate between self and other, so that they understand that they're different than mom. And we know that if there isn't that closeness, that there's something called failure to thrive, which is children, infants who don't have that close association in the first couple of weeks and months of life have all sorts of problems, not only psychological, but physical, interestingly enough. But so somewhere around developmentally, between 18 months and about 2 years, the organism, the infant, begins to differentiate, which is why, for example, a kid who's been perfectly willing to go to grandma, grandpa, or even dad, all of a sudden can be very nervous about strangers, because there's a sense that the self and other. And that happens, really, so you can see a child who's been very social all of a sudden become very shy. And that's why. That's the underlying mechanism. All right. So I'm trying to think. I guess my sense of self, I think especially for women, because we're really taught to be so passive and so dependent, really happened, I guess, in different increments. But the farther I got away from home in some ways, the easier it was to differentiate self, because that I had roles in the house as opposed, it was a very large family and dynamics that are not particularly universal, so they're not particularly useful to go into. But sense of self, and I think it's one of those things that the older you get, the more you have the sense of who you really are and what you're good at and what you're not so good at. And one of my favorite examples, which sounds like an odd example of self-esteem, is one of my friends saying to me, "You're a really good fundraiser, and you're really passionate about things, and you really have good ideas, and you're a terrible administrator." And I thought, she's absolutely right. But it was in no way threatening to my self-esteem. And in fact, in anything, it was just sort of a clarification of knowing what you can do and what you can't do. And I think self-esteem is not necessarily an inflated sense of self, or and not at all an inflated sense of self. It's a very specific and clear and logical and organic sense of this is what I can do and this is what I can't do. So 855-993-7569. Let's hear what other people have said about self-esteem on Facebook.
All right. Dawn says, "I am a child of God, and there is only one of me."
An interesting starting place. Certainly there's only one of you. You're like a snowflake. I'm not sure exactly how religion or a sense of a higher power fits into self. And I would love to ask you that, but since you're responding on Facebook, it's a little hard to do. Because I don't know how that fits into your scenario of I value myself and this is what I value, as opposed to God values me and therefore I value what I do. I don't know how that actually works out in your scenario. So an interesting starting point for the entire discussion that I don't actually know how to parse. I don't actually know how that fits into this, because I don't know how that fits in for you. So I'd love some further clarification if you're listening or you want to call us or you want to add to that. Okay, keep going.
Kim says, "A realistic respect for or favorable impression of oneself, self-respect. If I felt that I've earned if I felt that I've earned it, then I have it. Being able to forgive oneself for past mistakes and move on helps as well. I am what I am, and I like it."
All right, can you start that again? Because there are a whole bunch of different thoughts in that.
Yeah.
Can you just read it slowly for me?
Sure. It says, "A realistic respect for or favorable impression of oneself."
All right. But I think it's more than self. I think it's what one does. Because esteem is an active term. It's close to respect, but it's not the same thing. It's an active valuing, isn't it? So saying I'm a good person is probably not exactly the same as saying I'm a good person because I think it is. What were the adverbs in there? They didn't say logical. What did they say? What did he say?
If the next thing is, if I felt I've earned it, then I have it.
No, back up before that.
Realistic respect for
realistic and respect. Okay. Yeah. So realistic presumably means specific and not abstract, and not fanciful. See, I think what you can see how it's a term that is really fairly straightforward, but not simple, right? Because is saying I'm a good person the same as saying I'm a good person because I think it's the because that's the esteem part. Because A, B, and C. Because I'm nice to my mother, I don't kick small animals, and I bake a mean cherry pie. Okay, then, all right, so we've got realistic. All right, then, what was the next sentence?
A realistic respect for or favorable impression of oneself.
Based on what? I think that's the thing that you're missing there, but I think you sort of catch up with it in the next sentence. All right, the next sentence being?
If I felt that I've earned it, then I have it.
So earned it meaning, again, that earn is a slightly different term, and we've gotten a little bit tangential, but the idea being that that it wasn't given to me. It wasn't fate. It wasn't given somebody else. I did it. It was something I did. Earning it doesn't imply a gift. It doesn't imply even a contract. It says this was the fruits of my labor. So this was something that I did to this benefit, to this end. So I think that's accurate. Okay, keep going.
Being able to forgive oneself for past mistakes and move on helps as well.
True, which of course is not self-esteem per se, but it's the lack of baggage that keeps you from being able to go forward or being able to value. It's not the energy drain. So yeah, I think it's not the same as self-esteem, but it's kind of like what you would, it's kind of the survival kit that you need to be able to do. If you're going to climb a mountain, that you don't want to take a whole lot of stuff that you don't need with you. And so the stuff that you don't, that you jettison isn't stuff that gets you to the top of the mountain, but it makes it easier to for the climb. You can see, it's not an easy concept, folks. All right. We have one last sentence there.
Yes, it is. I am what I am, and I like it.
There we go. Popeye rules. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're not going to do the DVD music, huh?
Nope. Okay. I forgot.
You forgot. So much for your self-esteem.
Yeah, no,
all
kidding.
Right. There actually... Joy esteem. All right, there are actually three DVDs that come out this week that are really worth your time and attention. There are a bunch of crummy ones, which I will let you discover on your own because... You know, when it comes to DVDs, I've either they went directly to DVD, at which point I haven't seen them, or I've already reviewed them, but I'll tell you what they were anyway. The one that you're going to have a hard time finding, but it's actually worth checking out, especially if you love documentaries. This one is called One Cut, One Life, and I reviewed it when it first came out, which was about 6 months ago. And it's a little off-putting, to be quite honest. The story is that... The two people who work together have done documentaries, and then the woman is doing documentaries about she's had a lot of people that she loved who died. And so she was doing a sort of documentary on how that worked. And then she finds out that her collaborator is dying as well. So she decides that the two of them should get back together and do a film together, which is interesting, a little sort of squeamish perhaps. But and the fascinating thing for me was not the two of them got together and not even the subject of the movie or the documentary, but the fact that his wife, how his wife felt about it. Because you forget, on the other side of reality TV or documentaries are kind of collateral damage and how they feel about it. And for me, that was a fascinating look at this. So it's a very, very interesting documentary on that basis alone. The combination of the subject matter, two people have worked together, one being aware that the other one is on borrowed time, and also how it affects people around them. So it's and people sort of saying, I don't want you to do this. You know, this is my life too, and it's one thing for you. It's an interesting, I guess, part of the reason that I think it's interesting for me is that that my life tends to be unfortunately open to more public scrutiny than I'm really comfortable with, and so I'm very protective of anybody who comes into my life, regardless of for how long or how short, of understanding that they didn't sign up for that. They signed up to be with me. It's my career or my job that allows public scrutiny. So to try and protect them from that with various results. So maybe that's one of the reasons that this sort of hit home with me so much. So it's called One Cut, One Life. All right. Things that are somewhat more fun, I think, to watch. Trainwreck. I didn't know anything about Amy Schumer, to be quite honest. I've since learned that she has a TV show, which I sort of vaguely knew about her, but I hadn't really seen her perform. I hadn't watched her on television. I didn't know that she was Chuck Schumer's niece, but I thought she was fantastic in this. The idea, the movie starts with two young girls being lectured by their dad about the fact that monogamy isn't realistic, it's a trap. And I didn't realize at the time that the dad is played by Colin Quinn, who I think is fantastic. I think he's smart and funny. And I'm trying very hard to get him on the program on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, talking about New York and New York accents and where personality types came from. And because I thought when he did Unconstitutional, it was brilliant, a deconstruction of our founding fathers and the Constitution in some incredibly fun, smart, meaningful way. So this is a comedy about a woman who's made promiscuity her credo, and then she writes an article about Bill Hader, who's a sports doctor, and she finds herself actually falling in love. So it's a terrific cast. As I said, Amy Schumer I think is just plain wonderful in it. Bill Hader is kind of one of those leading men that he doesn't actually look like a leading man particularly, but there's something endearing about him. Brie Larson is very good in this, and she is in, you'll see her later in Room, a completely different kind of acting, and people are talking about her being nominated for an Oscar for Room. Colin Quinn, as I said, is always wonderful. Tilda Swinton, I mean, how can you not love everything Tilda Swinton does? And she is a real stinker in this one. And LeBron James. It's directed by Judge Apatow, and I thought it was really fun, unexpectedly so, because I really didn't, as I said, know very much about her, and was also sort of, you know, these kind of sex comedies are not necessarily the things that I think are the most fun, but I thought this was really great. We're just trying to go back here to. The other one that I would highly recommend, other than, as I said, one documentary, one kind of sexy comedy, is Mr. Holmes, which I also thought was just plain wonderful. This is one of the few things I'd seen a preview to. I don't know why I was in a movie theater. But this is Ian McClellan and Laura Linney playing Sherlock Holmes in his later years. It's staged in 1947. He has come back from Japan, where he was looking for a plant with restorative qualities because he's feeling that he's losing it. He's also witnessed nuclear warfare, so he is very fragile. He's in a farmhouse, and he tends to his bees. The Wonder is the other movie that I talking about bees this year. I don't know why bees have become so hip, but apparently being a beekeeper is a hip thing to do these days. And his only company other than the bees is a housekeeper, which is Laura Linney, and her young son. He realizes that he's really beginning to lose his abilities, and so he relies on the boys. And he's trying to revisit, he keeps trying to remember the circumstances of an unsolved case that forced him into retirement. Okay? I thought this was terrific. It's not cheery, but it's terrific. And if you love mysteries, I mean, this is Sherlock Holmes. And he also does a deconstruction of what was real and what was not real about the Sherlock Holmes myth. Bill Condon directed it, and I just thought it was wonderful. So I think all three DVDs this week are really worth your time and effort in completely different directions. Mr. Holmes is watching a really wonderful actor at the height of his powers describing a man who is losing his, which is Sherlock Holmes. And I think Ian McClellan is always wonderful, but he's particularly wonderful in this. Amy Schumer is a woman discovering her powers that she didn't think she had because of a sort of a misleading statement from her dad at a very vulnerable time in her life. And One Cut, One Life is the fallout from having blinders on when you're trying to sort through your own life and not paying any attention to the effect that it's going to have on other people. So to a certain extent, I would argue that, believe it or not, the planets aligned and all the DVDs that we're talking about today are in some ways a look at self-esteem. And honestly, I didn't plan it that way, but get it, planet, that way? Planets are right, never mind. It was a pun, an unintentional pun, but nonetheless. So this is how you deal with diminishing powers at the end of your life, how you deal with mistaken notions as an adult of the difference between what you believe and what your parents wanted you to believe, and how you deal with friendship and betrayal and loss in artistic ways as well as humanistic ways. So all of them, believe it or not, have to do with self-esteem, which is kind of a neat trick because I had no idea that that's what we were going to be talking about today, and that's what all the DVDs are about. But there you go. 855-993-7569. If you have something on your mind, we'll have a couple minutes left in this hour. We have been talking about self-esteem. 855-993-7569. Do we have time to do a couple of self-esteems here?
We have approximately 55 seconds.
So I guess we don't. So I will shuck and jive for 55 seconds, and then we will come back and finish up with our self-esteem. The only other thing that I did not tell you, because it was not one of my favorite parts of today in history, but on this day in 1997, WorldCom and MCI Communications announced a $37 billion merger, which was the largest merger in U.S. history at the time. I think we've surpassed that. Weren't they saying that the Rite Aid and Walmart was going to be $65 billion or something? I think that. So, and that's what? That's 18 years that we've nearly doubled the amount of mergers in terms of dollar size. That's what happens in a capitalist society. 855-993-7569. I don't think those guys have to worry about self-esteem particularly. I don't know. Do you worry about self-esteem? Does money have anything to do with self-esteem? I would argue that it doesn't, even a capitalist society, that it's a distraction and it can kind of mislead you in ways that have nothing whatsoever to do with self-esteem. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors,
dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's finish up with our self-esteem, which seems to have made inroads into everything today.
Indeed.
Alrighty.
All right, Lisa says, every night before my head hits the pillow, I know that I have done my best that day. I didn't lie, I didn't steal, and I did the job that I am paid to do in the best way I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds... All right, so read it for me one more time.
Okay, she says, every night before my head hits the pillow, I know that I've done my best that day. I didn't lie, I didn't steal, and I did the job I am paid to do in the best way that I can.
Yeah, I think that is. I think doing your best every day, and to be quite honest, I don't think self-esteem is doing our best every day, because I don't think any of us do our best every day. I think we do the best within that context, because we're going to have up days and down days. We're going to have days where our energy is very high and our focus is very tight, and things just seem to fall into place, and there are days where we're going to struggle. But I think the issue is on the days that you have to struggle, that you don't give up, that you do the best you can do with what you've got, that you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't hurt anybody, and I think that's fine. I would hope that self-esteem is slightly more than that. It's rather than the absence of things, it's also positive things of overcoming something you didn't think you could overcome. That I would call that the Rocky phenomenon, right, of doing something that was difficult. And I think that that's part of what we should be doing every day. We should be laughing every day. We should be doing something that reminds us that we're physical every day, which means taking a walk or jumping in the water or something, just reminding ourselves that we are physical as well as mental, that reaching out to somebody so that we feel connected. Doing something good for somebody just because it reminds us that we have a place in the universe, and I think that's part of our self-esteem. I think it needs to be something that was more difficult than we thought we could do, that our reach should exceed our grasp, and doing something that's mental as well, that's challenging mentally, whether it's reading a book or doing Sudoku or doing a crossword puzzle or trying to calculate the tip before the computer does it. And I think if you do those six things every day, that you're going to have a life that feels sensible to you and that feels rewarding to you and feels content to you. So, you know, I don't argue with anything that you've said, but I think that hopefully you esteem yourself for instead of saying I didn't lie, that I tell the truth, because I think that's you hear that it's kind of a subtle distinction, but a distinction nonetheless. Okay, let's hear what else we got.
All right, Tony says, self-esteem comes from doing good things.
I think that's true. I think you're absolutely right. So, whatever good things. And good really can be defined by you. That's the point, isn't it? That I think all of us have had the experience of doing something that we thought was really good and getting booed for it, right? Or doing something that we thought was kind of iffy and people applauding. So that self-esteem cannot be based on other people's reaction, which is not to say that we're impervious to it, because we're not. I mean, all of us feel better when someone goes, yay, that was great. But we're going to feel the best when they say, yay, that was great. And we know that we did something well. Because in the times where we do the right thing and people either ignore it or go, I can't believe you did that, that's when our sense of self comes up, of saying, it was the right thing to do. It's not that we don't listen. It's not that we're not willing to hear some of the feedback, but that we're willing to evaluate it within the context of who we are and what makes some sense. And offering a little old lady your seat on the subway, even if she hits you with her umbrella and says, I'm not that old, you did the right thing, even if she didn't respond very well. All right, keep going.
Laura says, authentic personal achievement.
Well done. Yes. I think you're right.
And finally, Sally Ann says, I agree with all of these. Also, being fine with being alone. I am happily married, but I would be fine alone, too. Apparently, Blake and Gwen both have low self-esteem when they can't be alone 5 minutes. They did not do your one-year rule. Give them a call.
Well, can you imagine if when I, you know, my little joy dart sort of clicked in that I could actually call you up and say, Trev, you should be out exercising right now. You know, get off the couch, put the brewski down, no more pork rinds for you, get out there. That somehow I could call you rather than you calling me.
That would be hilarious.
That would be terrifying. I told the story before of giving, I was at one of my affiliates, and I gave a speech in the lobby, or not the lobby, one of the ballrooms of the hotel. And they were putting me up at the same place, and so I did a reception, and so I was going up to my room to change, either, I think it was right after the speech, and then I was going to the reception or something, and there was a wedding, and they had a big poster of me in the lobby, so it was pretty hard to miss. And so I'm in the elevator, and the bride and the groom get in the elevator. They were clearly going up I assume to change their clothes. God knows what else they were going to do, and I didn't want to know. Can you imagine getting into an elevator on your wedding day with a psychologist there saying, should we talk? You could see, because both of them, it wasn't even a matter of recognizing me. There was this huge poster with my face on it in the lobby. So you could just hear both of them thinking, his mother or her mother sent her. You know, they don't think this marriage is going to work. They sent a therapist with us on our wedding day. That was not one of my... And, it occurred to me. I just said hi, and they both paled, and I thought, oh, dear, I know. I said, honest, I'm not going with you on your honeymoon. But, so I suppose if I could sort of reach out when you weren't behaving, or you needed a little bit of coaxing, or you needed someone saying, don't do this. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? Listen, I think, mercifully, we're not quite to Big Brother there. We're not quite there yet where you can... Someone could call. Remember that your teacher would call on you in class, even if you didn't raise your hand? That your mother-in-law could call and say, Brown, call these people and tell them they haven't done the one-year rule. I don't think we've got the technology in place to quite do that. But it is something for me to think about in my giggly moments, right? All right, 855-993-7567. And I'll bet you we do not have time for an email here. Is that correct, Trev?
We have approximately 50 seconds.
I'm really within 50 seconds, aren't I?
You really are. Pretty accurate in that 50, sense.
Yeah, pretty 50-second-ish. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 855-993-7569. If you live in from Iowa to Texas, apparently there's some major weather heading your way. So they're talking about all sorts of really weird weather coming tomorrow. So batten down your hatches. Make sure that your radio has batteries. And I'll try and walk you through it. Hopefully that things will be, it's whenever they tell you that things are going to be terrible that they're not. It's when they tell you don't worry about it that you really should batten down the hatches. So whenever there's a huge problem that's forecast, I basically think that we're relatively safe. Which doesn't mean that this is the time to put your lawn furniture out or your boat in the water for one last sail. It does look like it could be a little bit messy tomorrow. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. When in doubt, self-esteem is about you valuing what you are doing. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.